face away from the people. Veer to the left. Mind the cars. Find me. You start at the start. You always start at the start. Imagine a town. Imagine the countryside. This isn't a story. This is a story, perhaps. Which route will you take? What can you see? What can you hear? When you first came here, you imagined slipping through the hedgerows, picking blackberries that were sour, then sweet. You woke up and heard a bird singing that first morning. There were sparrows in the hedgerow, you noticed. Where are those sparrows now? A sparrow's lifespan is 3 years. You might see an eggshell cracked and empty on the ground, fallen from a nest. You might pick it up, wrap it in the tissue that's in your pocket. Take it with you. Follow me to the weir. What can you see there? Once, a pair of swans. Twice, a single swan. Mute swans make less noise than other breeds. They sit on a glassy surface. Swans mate for life. 3% of swan marriages end in divorce. Imagine the swan there. A blank space. A swan shape where a sound should be. Picture the swan's webbed feet beneath its body as it swims, paddling against the force of the brisking water. Bubbles churn and spiral. The blank swan space stays perfectly still. I am fair, fine, and brisk. Other things collect in the weir. Objects thrown or dropped. Imagine holding something in the palm of your hand. Is it soft or hard? Important or inconsequential? Imagine dropping it. Does it sink or float? Don't drop it. The water isn't the place to drop it. I'll tell you a story. You can pause, if you like, on one of these benches. Or else, keep walking. Stay with me. A shopping trolley left its flock one night, coaxed by a group of revelers, who could see that it did not want to stay sleeping with the others. The revelers were full to the brim with summer warmth, were making their way home along a curve in my spine. The sun had set, and the flock of trolleys gleamed at them as the car parked. There was one that stood apart from the others, and the revelers approached it, stroking the smooth metal. They invited the shopping trolley to join them, and it agreed. The shopping trolley wanted to see something outside of its enclosure. It wanted to feel the different terrain under its wheels. The shopping trolley didn't know that it wanted this, of course. It's an inanimate object, man-made. If you think about it, then all man-made things contain the spirit of the organic. The plastic of the shopping trolley's handle was once a thousand swimming creatures. Small algae, plants and zooplankton. Zooplankton is a word derived from the Greek words for animal and wanderer. Microscopic aquatic organisms became compressed, turned to oil, were pulled to the surface and altered again, reborn. The thin steel that is used to make the shopping trolley's metal bars are composed of iron ore and carbon. The iron ore was dug up from deep within the earth. Carbon is everywhere. Everything that is here has always been here. The revelers wanted to grant the shopping trolley its wish, and so took it with them. The smallest reveler climbed in and was pushed through the empty car park, chanting the joyful songs of the season. The trolley's wheels shuddered at the edge of the car park, and it wondered if its dreams of escape might have been unrealistic. But the group moved as one, and the strong ones picked up the trolley, hoisting it above the metal ramp designed to lock the wheels, and the group and the trolley sailed on, around the roundabout, down the centre of the wide, empty road, and onto the river path, where they found me again. Here, the water flowed black and quiet. The ground beneath the wheels was uneven and dry, warm to the touch. Some of the revelers lit their torches in collective congratulation. They were the princes of the night, and the shopping trolley was theirs. The girl in the trolley laughed until she cried as they raced unevenly across the cycle path that leads towards the meadow. Let's take a break here. Where are you now? What can you hear? If you're still in the same place, that's all right. I am always in the same place, but always moving forward. What do you think about that? If you're sitting down, close your eyes. Where does the sound of the water start? Where do the traffic noises end? Have you passed the park on the right-hand side? Have you crossed the road? Make sure that you look both ways if you do. This is a strange world, and we are moving fast and then slow. Keep your eyes open. Keep your wits about you. I'll finish my story later. The shopping trolley can wait. Follow the path with me beside you on the right-hand side. There is a fallen tree that looks like a bridge. It's not safe at all, but you can imagine stepping onto it, balancing on one foot. The tree bridge might not be there anymore. I move so quickly as to forget things. We'll pass beneath another bridge soon and cross a track. You might, if you're lucky, see a deer. You will almost certainly see a rat. To see a deer is a sign that you're on a quest. To see a rat is a sign that you are going to cling on. You are going to survive. Can you see the colourful markings on the path in front of you? They are there for you to find meaning. You don't have to follow them. The wide open green is there. If you walk along, near the grass, crouch down if you can. Touch the blades with your fingers. Push your hands into the earth. This is scientifically proven to reduce stress and anxiety. which we all need from time to time in this world. Turn back or keep going. This is your choice. To keep going, you can follow the path and find me again. Come past the houses. Follow the path to the left and then the right. Come to an open field. Breathe. The path rolls out in front of you. Feel your feet in the earth with every step. Look ahead. The path vanishes, swallowed by the grass. You might see a deer. Imagine taking the fall of a deer in order to escape. Keep going. If you cross the fields, you must be ready to take a small track that leads you up the hill. A narrow track. It's muddy after the rain, uneven in hot weather. Overgrown with ferns in the springtime. It's soft underfoot. I'll still be there. You can keep following me if you like. Eventually, inevitably, you'll come to a road. You'll have to stop or walk along it for a little while. I'll still be there though, underneath. If you want to wait here with me, we can. Listen to me. Here. From this patch of grass, at the edge. Our shopping trolley didn't make it this far. The revelers grew tired and needed to go home before their parents wondered where they were. And so, they retraced their steps, heading back towards the weir. You can do this too now, if you like. Head back to the road, cross over, and look at the weir. Move along its right-hand side, along the track that takes you past the allotments. Think of what is growing under the ground there, waiting quietly. A hand plants a seed, covers it over with earth. The rain falls and the weeds grow. And the sun shines and the weeds grow. And the plants grow and the allotment tenants dig and pluck and pop things into their mouths. Imagine a rose hip bursting. Imagine black currants under your tongue. A sharp, dark sourness. Retrace your steps. Reverse the order. Come and see me from the other side. Back to the shopping trolley. It takes four energetic people to hoist and tip up a vehicle like this. The barriers, as you can see, are not so high. A breath held before a huge crash. Then the bubbles laugh in nervous disbelief. Then silence. And the revelers hugged and turned for home. If you listen closely, you can hear the encroaching of the season. If you were to return to me later, you might see the shopping trolley gleaming in the water, stuck there. You might pass it several times on your daily walks. You might stop noticing it. You can walk the loop of the town following me, listening, looking out. There it is, downstream, you think. But that could be something else. The light is dwindling now, and the air is wet on your tongue. It rained earlier today, and the water drips from the canopy of leaves above your head on the river path. Blink, and the leaves are gone. There's another deer running off, stage left. You catch it just out the corner of your eye. A water vole hurries up the bank. A rat crosses your path. The brambles are suddenly full of fruit, red and black. They look gold in the sunshine. You think you can see them ripening before your eyes, but it's probably just a trick of the light. Blackberries are good for you. Pick some if you see them. Wash them first, then eat them. The sloe bushes look like they are covered with dark eyes. They are really covered with birds. You clap your hands, one, two, three, and the birds and fruit are gone. The sloes have all been picked. I would like to see you again. Come and find me, wherever you like. Start at the start, and carry on for as long as you feel like. Look around you. Stick out your tongue and taste the air. Remember, everything that is here was always already here.